West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Chances for precipitation begin to increase late tonight into Saturday morning. Maybe some rain Saturday afternoon, but the worst of it is still expected for late Saturday and into Sunday morning.
What we can expect with that is some of the thunderstorms could be severe, even large hail, and the potential for tornadoes will exist with this system.
Senior forecaster with the National Weather Service, Nicole Listema, says confidence is high that our area Saturday night will see damaging winds, an elevated flood risk, frequent lightning. There's also a possibility of strong, long-track tornadoes, especially west of I-75. The National Weather Service places our region in Category 3 out of 5 for the potential for severe weather.
It means right now there is an enhanced risk of thunderstorms. The Storm Prediction Center has put that out. That means that the potential is high and you need to pay attention to the weather in the upcoming days. Be sure of the timing that comes through and what type of severe weather we may get.
And the risk for severe weather decreases Sunday morning to a 2 out of 5 level. Early voting for the March 18th special election in Carroll County ending on Friday. Only one question on the ballot. Summarizing here, should consumers continue to pay the 1% sales tax on goods for a new five-year period? The tax benefiting the Carroll County Schools District, Carrollton City Schools District, and Bremen City Schools District.
We're very fortunate to live in a community that values education, values building a quality of life for all of our citizens, and obviously that starts with our young people as we try to move them through the school system. The SPLOST for Education started in 1997, and there's been six cycles so far that our community has supported. The law states we can use SPLOST dollars for capital expenditures. We cannot use it on people, salaries, or anything of that nature.
Carroll County School Superintendent Scott Cowart and Carrollton City School Superintendent Mark Albertus encouraging support for continuing the education special purpose local option sales tax on a recent WLBB Community Voice.
This is a consumption tax, and it being a consumption tax and not property tax, about 30%, and this is not embellished, this is the factual facts, 30 to 33% of the tax comes off of people that moved through Carroll County.
That complete Community Voice is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. The guests on Friday's WLBB Community Voice present their case for why they believe the East Blast should not be renewed. And once again, I encourage you to stay tuned to these radio stations and follow the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page as we receive updates regarding the predicted severe weather for this weekend. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.